This will not stand. This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
To assume Iraq will not attack again would be unwise and unrealistic. If history teaches us anything, it is that we must resist aggression or it will destroy our freedom.
I'm deeply concerned about Saddam's efforts to acquire nuclear weapons.
Summary executions, routine torture, Hitler revisited. America will not stand aside. The world will not allow the strong to swallow up the weak.
When you demonize an enemy, such as the president tended to do with Saddam Hussein, you raised expectations that you would do something about him at the end of the day. We did not know how to get Saddam Hussein. This is a man who has survived for three decades by nobody knowing how to get him. And so by demonizing him, which was a useful way to raise public interest and support of what we were doing. We also faced the problem of if he was still there at the end of it, which he most likely would be, it would take some shine off the achievement.
I can report to the nation, aggression is defeated, the war is over.
On the question of going to Baghdad, if you remember the Vietnam War, we had no international legitimacy for what we did. As a result, we first of all, lost the battle of world public opinion. Eventually, we lost the battle at home. In the Gulf War, we had great international legitimacy in the form of 8 United Nations resolutions, every one of which said, kick Iraq out of Kuwait. Did not say one word about going into Iraq, taking Baghdad, conquering the whole country, and hanging Saddam Hussein. That's point number one. Point number two, had we gone on to Baghdad, I don't believe the French would have gone, and I'm quite sure that the Arab coalition would not have gone. The coalition would have ruptured, and the only people that would have gone would have been the United Kingdom and the United States of America. And, oh, by the way, I think we'd still be there. We'd be like a dinosaur in a tar pit. We could not have gotten out, and we'd still be the occupying power, and we'd be paying 100% of all the costs to administer all of Iraq.